This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The effort was there just in terms of the execution and some of the level of detail and level of standard that we talk about play in and play out. These guys are young guys, and it's going to take some time for them to get to that level and get to that level on a consistent basis. They worked hard this week on, you know, looking to improve on that, and that'll continue today.
Sean McDermott this morning on WGR, TJ Sanders, Deion Walker might be important Sunday against the Jets. No Ed Oliver, probably for at least two games. I say that because Adam Schefter tweeted about the injury and called it multi-week, and they play Thursday night next week, so that would be two. The injury, it seems, happened 2 days ago.
Right, at the end of practice, or at some point in practice on Wednesday, he got his foot stepped on, I guess, didn't think it was a problem, and then it became a problem. Overnight, thus it not being listed on the Wednesday injury report and just sort of cropping up on Thursday after the walkthrough and everything that we talked about yesterday with Sal when they walked in the locker room and he's there with a boot on and got the scooter and all the stuff. Tough, man. Those guys, you know, I think you can still be optimistic about them as picks and about them as prospects, but it did not start well in week one for either Walker or Sanders. And yeah, I would think their roles are going to grow here in week two. It looks like from what we heard from fellow defensive tackle Daquan Jones today after practice, that Zion Logue is going to be elevated from the practice squad. And I suppose he could play more snaps than either of those guys. He's been around a little bit longer than those guys have been around, but either way, no Oliver means those dudes are going to be on the spot. And they had to get them off the field against the Ravens. The rotation was more heavily than normal slanted toward Oliver and Jones, almost 70% of the snaps. And it's last year when they've got the rotation right, it's like a 60-40 thing, I think, usually. So that's not a dramatic uptick. It could have been a situation in the game, too. Like, we're late. We're going to skip the rotation here in the fourth quarter because we want our best guys out here. We're trying to get back in this game. I mean, game situation could have played a part in it, but they were on the field for a lot of negative plays, those guys. So they're on the spot, man. And I think with that, Brandon Bean is on the spot. You want to go to work on your defense and your defensive line especially. That was absolutely the modus operandi of the offseason. I mean, they poured assets draft-wise and free agency-wise into the defense and specifically the defensive line, and they're going to need something. I mean, a reason you do that is to have, sure, you want good depth and good rotational pieces. You also want to be able to offset the odd week or two when one of your main guys is going to be out, like we are now currently sitting in with Oliver, missing certainly this game and quite possibly next week. So, let's go, DJ Sanders. Time to validate that draft status.
The Barnes Firm Injury Report, brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured? For help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. Football Friday on WGR, brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. Call the 8s. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs, Crosby's hometown fuel, game day ready since 1922. There is a hockey game tonight on WGR after our show. Actually, coverage starts at 6:30 for the Sabres' first appearance in the Prospects Challenge, the annual Prospects Challenge at Harbor Center. They'll play the Devils prospects tonight, throw out their record books. And the Sabres are looking for fan input on a new goal song. Sneaky Joe has a friend who is, what was the word Joe used when he and I talked about this? Something like this, a shipwreck enthusiast.
Okay.
He's really into shipwreck history. And it's the 50th year of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
All right.
Gordon Lightfoot song.
Uh-huh.
So Joe thought maybe that's a pithy choice for a... You know what, though? I mean, of course, it's a joke. Shouldn't the Sabres just go full on counterculture with these songs at this point? I mean, have all the easy choices gotten them anywhere?
Give me some Cannibal Corpse. Give me some Slayer.
Yacht Rock. Ambrosia.
Okay. Well, you're going from mainstream to the one end. I'm going to the
spikes. This country is so divided.
I'm going to the Spikes and Blood side. Okay.
Can't we meet
give
in
me
the
some
middle?
Death metal. Okay.
Well, the middle is where they live. I mean, that's
right.
One way or the other. Let's just do something else. I'm sick of trying to always be the poor man's version of the good teams.
About as edgy.
It's just like, let's do it differently. Let's go. Michael McDonald. All right?
Yeah.
Pick a Journey. Well, Journey isn't that far afield, but still, like,
yeah.
Let's just be, how about the Slappy Drafter song that Pete Overzet whipped up on the Ship Chasing channel? Like, that'd be a great, that's my official choice. It's my official nomination for the goal song.
Speaking of this, the goal songs and Sneaky Joe, I did see through a retweet before our show started that the Sabres, they're asking for fan input, and they had a drop-down menu where you could suggest songs for individual players, and J.J. Paterka was still on the drop-down menu.
Whoops.
Which seems like a bit of an oversight. So, you know, you might want to get that buttoned up. I think, you know, try to get that together. But, yeah.
Is somebody protesting that trade from within?
I don't know what's going on there. Somebody just didn't update the database, I guess.
So know who's on the team is your
point? Yeah, that would be
point?
Good. Yeah, and don't have it be like a guy that is one of your best goal scorers that wasn't a super popular trade, considering that you really did not replace him in any credible fashion on the roster, his production anyway. You're hoping Zach Benson and Jack Quinn take a step or something. That stung when I said, come on. I didn't mind what they got for him, provided they were going to go out and make another trade, but they never did. Typical, and so here we are. Instead, we're signing journeyman lousy goaltenders, which happened yesterday.
Gorgiev,
right.
Never know.
And there's some talk of some injury, a tweak or something on Lukanen. I read a piece from Chad Dinaminisis, Expected Buffalo, sort of calling that shot recently before this happened, that they probably should want to insulate themselves a little more in Rochester than they are, because it's, you know, Lukanen and Lyon here is the plan, and Levi, the number one in Rochester. And beyond that, it's kids. And, you know, development is important, but you might want to have another veteran around. And Gorgiev was a guy he even mentioned for that. So that kind of made sense, because like a lot of you, if you saw that last night around 7 o'clock or so when that broke, like, what? Yeah, first thought I had was, is there an injury? And then I remembered what I'd read from Chad, and like, okay, well, that makes sense, but maybe it was more because of an injury than the insulating point. But either way, they signed a bad goalie.
You never know.
Probably a bad, right, a mostly last year bad goalie.
Needed somebody.
Yeah, so anyway.
Just get weird, Sabres, you know?
Sorry, I started making hockey points. I didn't know you weren't done with them.
Well, that's fine. I love hockey points as much as anybody. But it's just like you're sort of doing the same thing as everybody else, and I don't know. Is that ever going to be good enough?
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm just like, what am I even saying? talking about Golsong,
the thing,
not the roster.
The thing I like inside the arena that they do, the thing I like the most that they do.
Things on hot dogs? That they actually have toppings on hot dogs?
Has nothing to do with the hot dogs or the food menu. It is in this vein. I think to start the third period is when they play Ace of Spades by Motorhead. And I really like that. Like that song never fails to get... Now, I don't know if they do it if they're losing, and maybe losing badly, but it's just a great, like, let's get this thing going song for me. And I love that they have been playing that. I hope they continue, because I really like that. That's about as edgy and like leather and studs as a hockey arena gets, as Motorhead.
It's just so loud.
Yeah.
It's turned all the way up.
It's awesome.
It's just so loud. Turn it down a little bit. Just a little bit. Some of us need that. I mean, oh, the Killers? I can't get that anywhere else. Got the same. We'll see what they do. We'll see what they do. I did like on that promotion that you can actually write in how many seconds into the song you are suggesting.
Oh!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Started
like, okay,
you know,
to get to the
talk up
the part of the song you want to be highlighted. Yeah. Okay,
you know, some of these songs have a long
sure
beginning.
That makes sense,
right? Yeah. WNBC, like you want to tell the Sabres exactly where you want your suggested song to start, which I think is probably good. Seattle at Pittsburgh on Sunday. This will be a game we won't see.
Mm-hmm.
The Franco Harris Bowl.
That's right. Franco Harris in Seattle.
So Seattle, I like the Bills also, but I liked Seattle the same when I was a kid, and they got Franco Harris. I thought that was so cool because, you know, he's a big star winning Super Bowls and everything mm-hmm. like this, and I didn't care about replacement value of running backs or anything like that. Right. Franco Harris is wearing a Seahawks uniform.
You knew who he was, right?
Yeah, I knew who he was. One year, I don't think that much happened, but he was on the Seahawks. The late Franco Harris.
And that was, he didn't play anywhere else.
I don't think so.
All right.
Penn State.
Because it's easy to forget that he was even in Seattle.
It is.
He's so identifiable. Immaculate reception, the Super Bowls you mentioned. I mean, he's one of those, he's like a Mount Rushmore candidate for Pittsburgh football, I think.
Yeah, I think you might be right. Franco's Italian Army. Is that one of your picks,
Seattle-Pittsburgh? And he'd look good on a Mount Rushmore, too. Like he's got a very distinctive head.
Great head. Great face.
Great head. Great head.
The beard.
Great head.
Great head.
So
it is a great head.
Sal, I am not picking that game.
No?
No.
I think I am. Sal, coming up at 5, it is Football Friday. Mike Shope and the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.